This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, at odds, a new FBI surveillance proposal, and Facebook and Twitter and social media in general. But we learn an effort by the FBI to get aggressive in monitoring social media sets up a clash with Facebook's privacy policies specifically, not to mention its attempts to comply with that record $5 billion settlement fine. Getting all the details after these tech headlines. This week, Samsung unveiled its latest flagship smartphone, hoping variety with the new Galaxy Note 10 device attracts consumers who aren't so likely anymore to want the same new thing. For the first time, Samsung offers two sizes of the phone. The phone is also equipped with new camera tricks. They are slimmer and more powerful, packing more robust processors and batteries as well. Both models ditch the earphone jack and use Samsung's Infinity O display. The typically off-center front-facing camera finds itself now at the top middle of the phone. Phones known as flagships, such as the Galaxy Note 10, have historically amped sales for Samsung and rival Apple, as they rein in the highest prices, fuel brand image, and notch biggest profits. Lab-grown kangaroo meat? It's what's for dinner. An Australian startup's efforts to culture meat from kangaroo tissue hints at a future where scientists cultivate such exotic fare for such adventurous eaters. One startup called Vow took 4 weeks to produce a few grams of kangaroo in a lab after obtaining a tissue sample from a farm where wild kangaroos were culled. Other companies have cultivated beef, chicken, and tuna, but Vow's effort illustrates the broader potential of lab-grown meat. A new generation of plant-based burgers, which mimic real meat by combining plant proteins, are fastly becoming more available in stores and restaurants worldwide. And arriving in the Big Apple, the first self-driving shuttle. Six autonomous cars began transporting passengers this week through a one-mile stretch of the Brooklyn Naval Yard. The Brooklyn Navy Yard Development Corporation joined with Optimus Ride, a Boston-based autonomous vehicle tech company, to bring free shuttle rides to ferry commuters and the private industrial complex's 10,000 workers. This sets the stage for the self-driving shuttle. You can read more at WSJ.com. Coming up, a look at why Facebook and the FBI are potentially at odds over social media monitoring. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is soliciting proposals from outside vendors. The goal? A contract to pull vast quantities of data from Facebook, Twitter, and other social media to, quote, proactively identify and reactively monitor threats to the United States and its interests, end quote. Further complicating matters, it appears that the service would violate Facebook's ban against the use of its data for surveillance purposes. The request was posted last month, weeks before a series of mass murders shook the country and led President Trump to call for social media platforms to do more. The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Horowitz has more on this years-long process.
The FBI has, for a long time, going back nearly a decade at least, has been trying to gather large-scale social media data to do analysis of, you know, potentially emergency situations. You know, if there's a shooting or some sort of disaster occurring, they'll try to get that, you know, data from that area, social media data. And also to just look for people.
It turns out social media is a key criminal tool.
Criminal networks and social networks overlap for criminals. And their goal is to get as much access as possible to as much social media data as possible. And they're seeking to do that through a contract with a vendor that would basically gather this stuff and make it analyzable for them.
The FBI proposal ratchets up a long-running feud between law enforcement and civil liberties advocates over how social media should be used in general to detect and investigate potential criminal activity. As for the sticky situation that is our very personal data, companies have claimed for at least a few years that mass collections of data are a violation of civil liberties.
A number of instances were found in which law enforcement was, in fact, monitoring Black Lives Matter activists and sort of putting them on social media watch lists. So the platforms basically said, hey, we're a place for people to connect, not for a place for law enforcement to snoop without a warrant. And both Facebook and Twitter have said in emphatic terms that surveillance-related work is not allowed on their platform. That's not to say an FBI agent can't log on anytime he wants and see what's public, but if you want to sort of do mass analysis of, you know, tens, hundreds of thousands, millions of profiles and their connections, that's something the social media platforms do not allow.
The FBI contract specifies it wants to gather the publicly available data that wouldn't include private messages and posts, but would allow the agency to collect information such as people's names, user IDs, and photos, which privacy experts said could be utilized in combination with outside data sources to build detailed profiles of users and track their social lives. The deadline for bids, the FBI says, is the 27th of August. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.